USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting ready for the rollout. With three coronavirus vaccines poised to be released, the focus turns to deciding who gets vaccinated first. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News those decisions are being finalized now.
The vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week in December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents, and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome. And those decisions are in the process of being finalized as we speak.
The makers of OxyContin have admitted their role in the drug's contribution to the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma pled guilty Tuesday to three federal charges, admitting it impeded efforts to combat the addiction crisis. Purdue also admitted they had lied to the DEA about having an effective program to keep its drug away from the black market. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
House prices in many areas of the country saw a dramatic jump in September. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The S&P Logic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index says prices rose 7% in September. That's the biggest jump since 2014. Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego led the increase in a 20-city composite that didn't include Detroit. Prices in Phoenix jumped more than 11%, while Seattle saw an increase of 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The world's largest maker of rubber gloves is shutting down production at 16 of his factories because of COVID outbreaks. The Malaysia-based Top Glove is temporarily pausing production at 16 facilities and is running its remaining 12 factories at limited capacity after more than 2,000 of their workers tested positive for coronavirus. The company, which produces about a quarter of the world's supply of rubber gloves, says that it expects a 2 to 4 week delay in its deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump and his family participated Tuesday in a White House Thanksgiving tradition. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys Corn and Cobb to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president says the two magnificent gobblers were raised by the National Turkey Federation Chairman Ron Cardle himself in the great state of Iowa. As for where the turkeys will end up,
these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first college football playoff rankings of the season are out with no surprises at the top. Alabama leads the way with Notre Dame at number 2, Clemson at number 3, and Ohio State in the 4 spot. Texas A&M comes in at 5, and Florida at 6 is the last two out of the 14 playoff. The Southeastern Conference has 4 teams in the top 10, with Georgia joining the bunch at number 9. The biggest surprise of the rankings release was BYU's number 14 ranking, despite a record of 9-0. The Cougars sit at number 8 in both the AP and coaches polls this week. The final rankings that will select the 4 teams that will battle for a national championship will be released on December 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.